This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mike is going to murder both of you two, by the way, for what you're doing with the cords. Oh, look at the death in his eyes. Look at him. He's going to murder both of you
guys.
He
always looks like that.
Those beady little eyes have a little bit of hate. Yeah, a little extra hate in them.
Extra hate.
Brian.
I can live with it.
He's going to murder you, though.
Huh? Not for long.
No, just...
That good.
That means he has a lot more work to do if he takes me out, so I feel I'm pretty safe.
Well, and it's Who's it worse for, me or Tanner?
You, because if you murdered him, it would be a death sentence for you, because we'd make it maybe 3 days before I murdered you.
So, hey, happy I don't Friday. Feel
that
safe.
That says more about you.
Hey, happy Friday.
Yeah, I agree with what Brian said as well. Hi, Codes.
What's up, dude?
Thanks for texting me back last night like a good friend.
Spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't.
The
do
lunar
that,
eclipse that needs to be down like a little bit more. You're just an absolute
peach.
You're the only one he listens to. So can you help us?
Hey,
here,
Micah,
Kevin?
Can you balance out those mics a little bit?
Thank you.
Yeah,
sure thing.
Thanks, bro.
Normally you listen to Brian too, but you guys are at odds apparently.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. He turned on me.
It was the headphone
cords.
While
you were flipping around the cords.
He yelled.
I think he was jealous because he saw the new flavor of Mountain Dew I have in the fridge.
There's a new flavor of Mountain Dew?
It's not around in the fridge anymore, Brian.
Pineapple mango.
That is your punishment.
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys pop guys?
Not at all.
Not really.
I'm more of a soda guy.
The cherry Coke? Every once in a while, I'll enjoy one of those.
I went on a huge vanilla Coke kick when it first came out, and I it makes me sick now.
Yeah, I'm
so sad.
So wine, huh?
Yeah.
So sad.
So fat.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
It's National Red Wine Day today.
It is. Hey.
Brian and I had already talked that had you not brought red wine in, he was going to drive to his house and get a bottle of red wine and bring it back.
Yep.
We're celebrating today. Coach speak. Whole show, Rocky Mountain kickoff, all going to be live at Nottingham Field. Fellas, for the first time in I don't know how long, tickets for the UNC football game are sold out.
Are you serious? Right
General
now?
Admission.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
Sold out for the UNC Bears. That's very impressive.
That's very cool.
Very excited about that. But thanks.
And this is the first game, correct?
Yeah, that would be correct. We would have asked you for a pick by now if it had happened. But we're going to be out there. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems for setting this up, too, so that we can be live out there all day long.
This is
Wine at 9. And Kevin, where are we going today, my friend?
We're going to go to Argentina today. So,
nice. Malbec. Okay, I was going to say, Argentina, we learned Malbec is the top grape.
Is the top grape there. And I feel like it's been a long time since we've had a Malbec. It's been a minute.
Malbec's typically the highest ABV of wine.
They
right?
usually have a very higher alcohol content. This one's at a 13.5. So it's not like it's extremely high, you know, it's up there. And this is a. I would say like a budget-friendly Malbec.
Okay.
Because those can get a little pricey.
They can. I mean, it's because there is such a production of Malbec, though, in Argentina, you find like the spectrum is all over the place. So you can get some really expensive ones. You can get some low ones. You can get Malbec as a rosé. You can even get white Malbecs, which I haven't tried a white Malbec before.
That'd be fun.
It would be interesting. Yeah. So maybe we'll try that one sometime. I don't see it very often. And so once I see it again, I'll grab that one. But it's a good wine. It's like, it's a very pleasant wine. It's probably not one that everybody necessarily enjoys because it's a little bit more boozy and it's usually a pretty dry, fruit forward kind of a wine.
This particular Malbec or Malbec in general?
Malbec in general.
What is the name of this one again?
This is Portillo.
Portillo.
Portillo,
and this is from Argentina, and it's rather leggy.
It's a little leggy. I mean, yeah. Again, 13.5% on the alcohol, so it's going to have some
legs. There's a famous food place in Chicago called Portillo's, and you can get a chocolate shake cake for dessert there. And I looked at the label, and I was like, oh, I didn't know they made wine. My sincere apologies.
No need to apologize.
No, that's a piece of information that will be stored in the back of my brain.
I do feel like I've seen this chocolate cake shake that you're talking about. Like an entire slice of cake
in a blender.
Didn't Stuffed Burger used to do something like that? Was it the downtown the shakes? It's nobody. Yeah, but thank you, Mike. I'm like somebody had to have been here when this was going on. I mean, I looked around the room. I'm like, Brian and I have been together for 5 years. Kevin's an idiot. So is Cody. And then I had to go.
I had to go with
Micah.
Their shakes were really good.
Yes, but there was like a big piece of whatever, like cake. If you wanted that on there, they did that there too.
So. I actually thank you for insulting me, but I actually was a huge fan of Stuffed Burgers. Mm. I thought it was delicious, and I was super sad when Stuffed went away.
When they made that change, I was not a fan of that. What was the name of it that they
switched? Buckhorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Buckhorn. No, is that right?
Yeah,
that's what it went after Stuffed.
And it was
they changed it to the Buckhorn, and then I think. You kind of lost a little bit of name recognition and whatnot with it, and then the menu changed. And
that's the only time I've ever had poutine.
Oh,
was it at the change?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love poutine.
Poutine's
good. I liked it there.
There's a burger bar in Centerra that kind of reminds me of Stuffed, but it's not the same.
Is Stuffed still? It's still in Windsor, right? Is there still one there?
No, I don't think so.
They're all done.
That's Mean Shack. Don't exist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't think they're all done. I think there's still one in Fort Collins.
Oh, is there?
I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I think there's one in Fort Collins.
I really liked Tiffany and Jake that ran that. They were good. Like Tiffany hosted a show here on the airwaves for a while, and they were great. Yeah. I do miss Stuffed Burger. That
was the wine.
But what I was getting is I never tried the milkshakes. I always just had the burgers.
Anyway,
that's the second time you've said that. Sorry.
How's it feel? Trying to get us back on track because we've switched roles.
Oh, no, really? I don't give a crap. I'm going to Alaska next weekend. I have a glass of wine.
I haven't noticed.
I'm heading down to a Chicago concert tonight. Great. I have a whole bunch of don't give a rip.
Don't say tonight.
Why?
What time are you leaving for the concert?
Earlier than tonight.
Well, you got
to. I like to get down there. Yeah. I want to go have
as
a nice.
You
I'm assuming
as
it's
you
not
should.
In Greeley
it's
or
not.
Lovenot.
That's correct. Correct.
Yeah.
Leave early, go get dinner or whatever.
Can we just what time does the show start tonight?
7.
What time do you think he's leaving?
4:00.
Huh. Cody?
Probably closer to like 1 or 2.
2:30. Yeah, 2:30 this afternoon.
It's like going to the airport. You go to see if your gate exists, and then you go get something to eat afterwards.
In 3 hours. Yeah. That's what I do for the airport.
Exactly.
You need to travel down. You go to the restaurant. You sit. You enjoy a nice hour and a half meal.
Exactly.
And then you get into the parking lot, and you hit the event while it opens the doors. Yep. You find your way to your seat.
Merch.
You drink a beer, and you
enjoy
If we're being honest with ourselves, this is not you that is doing this. Because, you know, I give you a hard time about being old, but this is the elder statesman of KFK. This was his plan, was it not?
No, it was our plan together.
Oh, it was?
No,
okay.
I
would have
done the same damn thing pretty much. No, I like to take the stress and hassle out of things, and I worry about everything.
Yeah.
So if I leave with enough time, I take away all the worry. I know how to work me and make it so I can actually go to things. Because if I have to exist like you, where I'm going to pull in at the last second, I will die of a heart attack.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we get in faster? Yeah.
I'm here 10 minutes before it starts.
It's an hour trip to Denver, so that'll put you down there around 3:30, and you'll have three and a half hours.
Where are you going to dinner?
Going to a pizza place down in Highland.
That you were saying, what was the piece of pizza that you were talking about?
I was looking at this Peach Festival pizza was just all of these peaches and spices that go with it.
And
probably. Man. Yeah, I would imagine there was some kind of green crap on it.
Brian, can we please talk about this wine?
So good. His blood pressure is rising exponentially.
Okay, sorry. I'll get back into serious.
Kevin,
Tanner
Cody,
mode.
Hey, it's nice to have you guys in here.
love to know how this pizza turns out.
Brought a wine from Argentina. It's a Malbec. I tend to like those. Have you had this Portillo before?
I have not had the Portillo. No, this is new for me. But, you know, we just try different things. Yeah.
I love this. Has anybody
How's the nose? Let's talk. We haven't even talked about the nose.
No, we have. Boozy. It's very boozy.
The nose is divine.
It's very fruity.
Yes. You see, I get a lot of booze.
Okay.
But the nose doesn't give you a lot of indication of what the body of this wine is going to taste like.
Do you get the fruit on the nose, or did you get booze?
I'm still... I got boozy fruit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what I got. No, I'm trying to... My mouth needs a couple of sips to work whatever dryness, because I've got very dry mouth today for some reason, and that does not do a first sip of wine justice.
Well, it's supposed to be dry and hot today, too, so
yeah, thank you for that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
What first couple sips, Coates?
Very dry. Those spice notes hit you immediately.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm drinking a spiked Capri Sun.
It... Huh. What I'm not getting...
huh.
I don't think there's going to be a dumber comment made today than that.
Ah,
but it's early.
Relatable.
This is not what we get in a lot of reds where you sit there and you do the chewiness afterwards.
No.
This feels rather clean. It's like a hit and run. You know what I mean? I'm not getting a lot of hanging around... flavoring and so forth. This is hitting more watery.
I didn't get a lot of fruit, is what I was shocked by.
No.
And maybe that's what I'm trying to figure out what I've got. It's just wet so far.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
it's a lot of wet.
I lied. There's the dumber comment from what Cody made.
Well, I feel like I could put this in my gas tank and drive on it.
What are we doing?
No, what were you going to say,
Kevin? Start talking. So far, Brian said, it's wet. Cody said, I feel like I could put this in my gas tank. And I haven't said a word, so Kevin.
Oh, you've said a lot. Just nothing productive about this segment.
Thanks, buddy. Love you, too.
I'm leaving.
On a jet plane. It's not fruity at all, which really surprises me because on the nose... That it was like very jammy. Like that was what I was getting. It was like this jammy kind of boozy sort of smell, like fermented jam, which sounds really good. But when you taste it, it's like zero fruit, and it's really it's almost like a more tobacco leathery. And so I'm kind of wondering if the jamminess or those fruit flavors are going to eventually work their way through as we sip through it. But initially, alcohol burn right away. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just more spice type stuff.
Well, I love the label on the back where it gives you a lot of the taste notes and information about the wine and what to pair it with and how to enjoy it. I feel like, if engineering is even the right word, that this particular varietal, this bottle was engineered to be intentionally spared or paired with something. Maybe we'll get more
not
of
a
the
standalone.
It's not a standalone wine. It needs to be paired with something.
Maybe. The leathery comment. I'm even getting like some pepper.
Sure. That spice. I definitely felt the spice.
Yeah, and I think you screwed us over when you said, oh, this is going to be really fruit forward. And then we take a sip and then it's like, okay, this is anything but fruit.
I said it's a common characteristic of Malbecs.
He also said he had not had this before.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was tuning you out.
Wow.
Typical. I still like it.
No, I do, and I'm liking it more as I go. But that first sip, as I said, my mouth had been dry. But still, I don't know that it's changed a lot. Mm-mm. As I've gone through, still what was surprising about it to me at first is still surprising. It's wet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting out of it. Not bursting with flavor, not bursting
with
anything. It's just very subtle.
Yeah. It's so dry. I just realized I reached for my water in between taking drinks.
Water a couple times
after
now.
Taking drinks of this wine. Like that is a very very dry wine.
It's dry. And it's not just like dry and like not being sweet. The tannins are what's like sucking the dry or the moisture out of your mouth. So it's drying your mouth as well.
How do you feel about what you brought in to pair with this?
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, because because this kind of fits with what my intention was for the pairing, and I'm actually kind of excited to try this because it's going to be an experiment and it's something I've been wanting to do for a while.
Okay.
And so the idea that I was
this
trying to
scares
get
me.
You might want to be a little scared.
I am.
Maybe not like a really scared, but like a little scared.
I had a date with goat cheese and seeds,
and
in it.
You loved it.
I did.
Yeah,
loved it.
A couple texts here. Eastside Chris, we were talking about Terry Gaber, who's going to be the president of the Colorado Elks Association. Says, fellas, day off here. Thanks, Terry. And now I've got a great reason to crack a cold one. So Eastside Chris is drinking a beer as we drink this wine.
Okay, what kind of beer, though?
Yeah, that's what we need.
A.M. Ale.
Some more information.
I got $5 as it's Coors Light. Anybody want to take that?
No, I don't know Chris very well. So.
Yeah. And Travis, the new guy, says, Cody, I appreciate you despite the Capri Sun description.
That's fair.
Okay. 9:21 the time now. Let's get a break. We'll see what's in Kevin's sack next. I'm the idiot. Devastating occurrence this week on Good Morning NoCo. Brian found the button bar.
Oh.
And I was...
Simmer down, pot roast.
I was getting all fired up, and he found that. And I've been wondering when that was going to be played by Brian.
Yeah,
and
just that.
Devastating.
Simmer down, pot roast.
That's it.
There you go. Is that incredibly loud in your ears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's really loud.
Yeah, it should be.
We've got Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range Weather Boy.
Hello.
We've got Kevin McFarland with Mend and the Greeley Stampede.
Hi.
What are we going with here, Kev? Sorry, it's
okay.
Drink.
I was trying to take a little sip here. You know, I kind of told you the last segment, I wanted to try something a little bit different. And Biscoff cookies are one of my favorite.
So good.
Never had them.
You've never had a Biscoff cookie.
It.
Interesting. They're light, they're crumbly, they're tasty. They have this, like, they're made with a caramelized sugar, which is really the prominent flavor you have in there. There's a spice to it, a little bit of cinnamon, but primarily it's just a little sweetness. They're not overly sweet and just great. They're actually meant to go in with coffee as a pairing with coffee.
Okay.
So the word Biscoff is biscuit coffee. That's where the name comes from.
Oh, wow.
And the cookie itself has this really long tradition. It dates all the way back to the 1700s and even before that with variations of it. And they even used in like Denmark area, they would have these cookies that are wedding cookie. So if you're going to propose to somebody, you would give them this cookie. I'm talking, it's like a 24-inch cookie or biscuit, right? And it was the shape of a person. And so you'd give this to your sweetheart as a marriage proposal. And if she said yes, she would break the head off and give it back to you. If she said no, she'd break the feet off and give it back to you. So that's just like one of like the interesting traditions of this cookie and like being ingrained in like the region and their culture and how it's modified over the years. And then if you go over like to northern Denmark and Belgium area versus southern, the recipe changes and there's a fight of who's right and wrong and whatever. It's interesting stuff. But all of that leads to Biscoff cookies and creating this like worldwide sensation of introducing us to the world by being one of the first companies to individually package cookies for like at cafes and workers where they can then take them in their lunch boxes and whatever.
Can we talk about how weird that is, the breaking of the head off to hand back?
I mean,
that's
what
aggressive.
Would you rather break off? I mean, it's a weird tradition kind of.
Yeah, it is. But if you break the head off, then it's a yes, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, because you're going to get used to that because you're going to be biting his head off for the rest of his
right.
life.
That does check out.
So that's just kind of,
Then why the feet when they say no?
I don't know.
So
that's
run
a swift
run
kick
away.
In the patoot.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what I was getting at with the Biscoff cookies is like, again, Biscoff and coffee, I love. Like, I will sit there all day long dipping Biscoff cookies in my latte or my espresso or just black coffee, whatever. And so I wanted to try to take that same experience to wine with a dark wine, which is why I chose the Malbec, to see if we can kind of get a similar kind of a feel with a little bit of the bitterness from the wine, the spice tones and whatnot. And I thought if it was a little fruit forward, then you would have some of that fruitiness mixed in with the Biscoff cookie, which wouldn't be terrible.
So your thoughts, Cody, you've tried this over there. Your thoughts?
Well, the Biscoff cookie by itself mutes the spices and the tannins for me a lot.
Yes.
Does nothing to bring the fruit out at all.
No.
But I'm really interested to try the mascarpone with the Biscoff cookie to see if that maybe draws out some of the fruit notes.
See, and I'm excited to know what that is, but you nailed it. Like, it is now not nearly as dry when you drink the wine. It did mute a lot of those spice notes. The one thing that I'm still getting is the booze.
Mm-hmm.
Still very, very boozy on the wine after trying it. Those cookies are incredible.
Yeah,
though.
They're good.
Those are so good. I've never had one of those. That with coffee would be, like, I'd be 400 pounds if I bought those. Like, that's one of those that I'm like, you say that, and I would sit in here every morning and eat a pack of those while I drink coffee.
One of the best innovations of our modern times is Biscoff cookies turning into a spread. So there's actually a Biscoff spread that you can get, so you can put it on literally anything. And it is...
Well, up yours, Nutella.
Yeah.
So, put them together.
That would work as well. So I'm excited to learn about what this it looks like cream cheese. But first, your thoughts on what that did to the wine, Kev?
It is interesting. Like, like you said, there's not really any fruit coming out of it, which I didn't really know what to expect with it, but it did change the wine flavor a little bit. I'm just not sure how to describe how it changed. It's still very much the spice tone realm, not fruits, which is okay. It's still going pretty well together. You get a little sweetness, like the residue in your mouth from the cookie.
I got a little more vanilla, and that's probably a leftover from the cookie.
Maybe.
You know?
So our next experiment that we're going to do is we're actually going to take mascarpone cheese and spread that onto the Biscoff cookie, which that alone is already going to be phenomenal because you're just adding this like super rich butteriness to the cookie, which the sweetness and a little bit of the cinnamon inside of there. So great combination. We could just eat those all day long.
Oh, yeah.
But then added with a little bit of the wine inside of there, I just wanted to see what it would do.
I mean, it certainly complements the wine beautifully. Here's the thing. It did everything that the regular Biscoff cookie did, but it's bringing out a little bit more sweet notes. But like you said earlier, I can't identify what the hell it is.
I'm trying to is there supposed to be a flavor to mascarpone or whatever this is called?
Mascarpone is really...
Is it more a texture and a feel than it is necessarily an over... Because I love the texture. I love the creaminess.
Very smooth.
But as far as flavor, I don't know that it's doing... Unless this cookie is just so powerfully flavored with that burnt sugar or whatever it is that's in there, the caramelized.
Really, all you're going to get out of the mascarpone cheese is the butteriness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
when you're making mascarpone, it's a high butter fat content.
You can taste
cream that they use. So it's like... This is kind of one of the differences between cream cheese and mascarpone is the cream cheese is a cultured type of a cheese.
Yeah.
So you get that little bit of a bite inside of it.
Mm.
Mascarpone doesn't have that. And it's really just the cream and lemon juice. And that's essentially what you use to make mascarpone. Like you boil it for a little while, like very slow. And then you add the lemon juice to it and you just kind of let it sit. And it's for 12 hours, and that's it. So it's a soft, spreadable, just cream. So.
I don't know why I've spent 60 years avoiding stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't.
Truly.
My palate has been opened so much by this segment. And here's another thing. I would have never sat there and tried this. And we got this white, creamy stuff we're putting on something. I'll be in another room.
Right.
You know, and now I've gotten to where there is so much. This really, that adds something, but I'm, again, flavor-wise, I don't know.
It got a little sweeter for me. The wine got a little sweeter, just a touch. Though with the second time with the Biscoff with the mascarpone on it, that's what I just got. Like, it muted those spice notes again. It got a little sweeter, but it's a nice mouth feel when you got a little cookie, a little cream in there, and then you take a sip of that wine. It's very pleasant, and I'm glad that it loosened that wine up a little bit where it wasn't so drying of the mouth when you took a sip out of it. I think Kevin nailed it with this one.
Yeah, I was going to say the mascarpone cream really coats
so
your palate really well. And that's where the butter complements the spices and the dryness and the tannins of this wine very, very well. It's not doing a whole lot to bring out the fruit notes, but Tanner alluded to it. It did make the wine a little bit sweeter for me. So this is a great pairing. You know, not really what I expected it to do, but it's pleasant and it's really enjoyable.
You know, I think what's interesting too is when we were first sipping on this wine, I was like, you know what, I like this. I don't mind this wine. But then when you add that, it's like, but I like it a lot better. And you had to change the wine to get it to where it was really pleasurable. Yeah. And so for that, like when we get into the scores, we'll do that on the other side. But I take that into account that we had to use an outside force that Cody had alluded to. Maybe this is meant to be paired with something. But it's much better with the cookie, in my opinion, than it was before. What are your final thoughts on this pairing, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, it's very pleasant. Like I said, I could sit here and eat this and drink the wine all day long and be happy. It's not doing a ton to enhance the wine by any means, but it's not taking away from the cookie either.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like they're just working pretty well together, and it is kind of like having the coffee with it. Like, I actually kind of want to dunk the cookie inside the wine a little bit to see what happens.
But, we won't judge.
Okay.
No.
I might need to pour a little more.
We encourage.
But yeah, it just goes well together. Just kind of like the coffee. I'm actually was going back and forth to my coffee. And
oh, were you?
Were you? To kind of see like
that. How is that this won't mess working? With your palate at all.
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. We already went through it.
We reviewed a movie, You, Me, and Tuscany. That was the movie this week, and it pissed me off. They were doing wine tastings, and they started with all these heavy reds, and then went to the white. And I'm like, you're doing it wrong, man. You start with the white. All right, 9:38 the time. Portillo. Is the wine. It's a Malbec. It was Biscoff cookies with mascarpone. Is that technically a cheese?
Yeah.
Mascarpone cheese on the cookie as well. Very good pairing. Let's get to our scores on the other side. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's going well out there at Nottingham already for the fellas as they're setting up. Coach Speak going to be live and on location, followed by the whole show and then Rocky Mountain Kickoff. I'm on the phone with Brady there looking for something that he left here, and I just hear him go, hold on, and Bruce is getting arrested. And I'm like, what? What is happening? Which, good, like Bruce probably deserves it. And somebody parked illegally out there, and they just assumed it was the old man who parked like an idiot. And I said,
That's profiling.
But accurate.
Oh, it was.
Bruce, okay. Not a good driver. Bruce, very bad driver.
I have been in a car with him a couple of times.
I'm riding with him tonight.
Not the best.
No, not a good driver. No.
He's a much better basketball coach.
No, it'll be fine. I'll be drinking.
I got a call from my dad. He almost gets in an accident. He goes, who in the F is Coach D? And I was like, that would be Coach Bruce Dick. He had no idea who it was. Cut him off in traffic. Real tough. Anyhow, wine here. This is how we get through with our coworkers. Portillo wine, Malbec, Cody, 1 to 5. Where are you going with this?
You know, the wine, I wouldn't consider this a standalone wine, personally. Did I enjoy drinking it? Sure. Wouldn't be my first choice. It is above average. The pairing is what made it, though. So I feel like the two definitely deserve different ratings. But for the sake of time, I'm going to rate the wine a 2.8.
Okay. Brian?
That's fair. I'm looking a little higher. It got better and better as it went. Pairing was so good. I'm going to go about a 3.3 on this. Yeah, about a 3.3.
I had the exact opposite. I started to dislike this wine more.
Oh, did you?
Then when the first couple of sips, it's too dry for me. I am a fan of the fruit notes.
I like fruiting.
There was none of that in there. But the spices weren't enough to go, oh, okay, that's interesting. I, you know, not maybe for my palate, but there was nothing there that was like, bam. Like I, the, that I really liked out of it. I'm actually going to go a little lower than where Cody was. I'm going to go 2-2 on this. I think this is a slightly below average wine, but 2.2 out of 5.
Yeah, I think kind of like last week, you know, there wasn't really anything that stood out right. on this wine. Like, is it drinkable? Yeah. But am I going to remember it? Absolutely
no.
not.
Yeah.
And kind of to your point, there's nothing that's really making it stand out or be like, yes, I really want to just drink more of that wine. But if you served it at dinner, I'd be okay. So I'm going to just give it like a 2-4.
2-4. All right. Yeah, that's one of the lower averages that we've given to a wine in a long time.
But I think if we were to start this whole segment over, our scores would be lower.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. We're just like, oh, let's get drunk.
I caught a buzz.
Yeah.
5.
I'll give that Mad Dog 2020 a tan. Very good.
I stand by that.
Portillo, the wine, the Malbec. Let's find out what the weather's doing next with Cody Wilson. But first, the KFK News and Sports Center. The time. Welcome back in.
Hello.
To the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwent, Brian Gary, my co-host, Micah Kilpatrick, doing the production work. You got Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range Weather, and Kevin McFarling with us. Codes, obviously big night over at UNC. How's the weather looking for today, other than hot and gross?
It's going to be hot and gross for the next couple of days.
Thank you for that update.
Yes, sir. So whether you've got Friday Night Lights with high school prep sports, you're going out to the UNC game, or you've got a certain concert
I'll be indoors. No problems there.
Just spending time outside, you need to drink plenty of water, obviously take the heat seriously. Thankfully, the days are getting a lot shorter, so that heat is limited on its time and exposure, but nonetheless, we're going to be in the 90s today. It's going to be gross. Just enough moisture in the air to get those high-based showers and storms that are popcorn variety. They'll be hit or miss. You know, really not a lot of rain, just a lightning strike here and there and some gusty, blowy winds. So if you're tailgating or going to be outside between about 3 and 8 o'clock tonight, you know, gusty winds will be around, but I really don't think it's going to have a significant impact on plans. But just be mindful that you could get hit by a random gust out of nowhere. We'll probably repeat that on Saturday, and then we'll probably see mostly 80s for the upcoming week, maybe a random 90 depending on the day, but we'll see better chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the week as Kevin fights for his life.
Would you like to share? No, you would not like to share.
Are you sure? He's that temporal vein is really trying to pop out of his head.
Okay.
Okay.
So back to 80s next week. And you'll be with us Monday before you take off. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. But just hot and dry out there. So make sure you stay hydrated and don't be a dum-dum. Sorry to steal your line, Cody.
That's the way it is.
Fellas, what was the best part of your week? Anything come to mind, Kev?
Last night, I got to hang out with my good friend G and his wife, Heather, and watch the lunar eclipse. And we took some great photos and busted up the telescope to watch it, and it was a really good time. Just real chill, just to enjoy those small things in life that you don't get to see very often.
Coates?
Yeah, I mean, same thing. I stood out and watched the lunar eclipse last night. It was a great night to view it.
Yeah.
We're not going to see another one like it for about 3 years. And it's one of those celestial events where you're like, oh, okay, another lunar eclipse. But then you go outside and actually look at it, and you're like, that's actually really freaking cool. So I'm glad I got to do that.
Yeah, my brother and I were texting back and forth because I was finishing watching the movie last night. And I saw we call them the neon lights of the shop, that where he was sitting on the back by himself having a whiskey and just watching the lunar eclipse. And I'm like, well, the movie wrapped up about 10:15. I look out there and the lights were off. I'm like, I text him. I'm like, I was just getting ready to come over there. He's like, son of a gun. And boy, let me say, I'm sure glad that didn't happen. But that was cool last night watching that. Kev, what's going on with Mend right now, bud?
Actually, we have a couple of projects we're working on right now. September 19th, we're going to be doing a cleanup at the Pooter Trail. So we'll have more information on that shortly. So follow us on social media. And I started a new thing called Trash Tuesdays.
Tuesday, right? We're supposed to wear really
revealing, whatever you want.
Revealing clothes
exactly.
And post pictures.
Love and that. Walk the streets, whatever. Now, we're asking people to just take 10, 15 minutes out of their day and walk around your area. Like, you need to stretch your legs, get a break from the screens or whatever. So you might as well just go outside, get some fresh air, and pick up a little bit of trash along the way. Because every little bit adds up to a lot. So get out there and do it.
I love it. Trash Tuesday. Trash Tuesday, which maybe that's what we need to start doing, Brian, and just do really bad
trashed shows on Tuesdays.
Trashed on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Sign me up.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yeah.
You have to find the bottom.
Wasted Wednesdays. Trash Tuesdays.
Thursdays. Forget about it Fridays.
What about Mondays? What do we got for Mondays?
Messy Monday.
You need to sober up
Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, okay. Just a mess.
I don't know whatever.
Hot mess Monday.
Hot mess Monday.
Yeah. In on all that. Kev? Men approved? No?
You know, it's reached their own.
All right. Weber State, UNC tonight, 7 o'clock. UNC is 3.5-point favorites in this. Where are we going, fellas?
What
are we
UNC. Doing?
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I do. Yeah, I think they take care of things. Yep. I think the season gets kicked off in a great way tonight, and our optimism and all that hope is going to pay off.
Yep. This was a huge upset on the road last year, if you guys remember. Mm. But you've got hometown crowd sold out with the students back in school. I mean, come on. History's
celebrating
on our
Forget
side.
About It Friday.
Forget About It Friday. Give me UNC by a million.
All right.
Well, it's a lot of energy. I do think that there's something about a crowd and that energy that brings to a team. So I think having the sold-out crowd like you're talking about is going to be huge. And so just the energy level inside of there, being at night, a little cooler, I think they're going to do really well. So we'll go with UNC. Why not support them?
I'll be curious to see if they start off a little slow, because these guys haven't played in front of a crowd like this. Like the attendance, if we're being honest, at UNC has not been good over the years. And they
no, and rightfully so.
And rightfully sure, so. Yeah. They haven't won. So I wonder if they're going to be a little, you know, a little manic. You know, that vibe's going to be different early. That
they all played for high school crowds that were pretty big.
Yeah, but if Nottingham is sold out, though, I mean, that is
going to be very special.
It's going to be really cool. So I wonder, but if any coach, if they can encapsulate the demeanor of the coach, they should be fine, because Ed is, I mean, he literally is Steady Eddie. I mean, he's just there the entire time. So I like UNC to win this tonight, too. One final break here. Is your microphone off or not working? Because that would be fantastic.
I didn't say anything. I was just leaning into the microphone. I was going to say, since I'm not being allowed to participate, that UNC is going to win 27-6.
27-6. Okay, what were you trying to say earlier when you leaned into the microphone and said something?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Other than the I'm not allowed to participate.
How quickly could you get Mike Danson with himself? How quickly could you get him trained up for that spot?
You want to do it?
Mike? No, he said no.
He said, I don't like Tanner. He's rude to people.
Yeah, that's all can be true. 9:55 the time. We'll come back and wrap up the show next. All right, fellas. Cody, are you ready for the fantasy football draft tomorrow night?
I'm ready to eat good food and spend it in the company of great friends.
Yeah, that'll
be a
good time.
I have Bruce is saying that everyone gets a bottle of wine when they leave too,
because so excited.
Their cellar is way too full. So we all get a bottle of wine.
I can help them with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chicago. Who's opening for Chicago tonight?
I don't know who's gonna. It's a co-headliner with Styx.
Oh,
one night one will headline, the other night the other. So we'll see.
I would be more excited about Styx, I think, than Chicago. That's awesome.
Opposite here.
Really? Yeah.
I've seen Styx several times.
Is Chicago going to do a lot of the David Foster love ballads, or are they going to do a lot of
that? They do some. I was looking at their set list. They definitely cover some of that and a lot of the early stuff from the 70s.
Awesome.
They do several songs from the first few albums.
Love it.
And then they dive into some of the real AC heavy stuff through the 80s, 90s.
And your wife has the same shirt but a different color, so I don't need to cap your knees.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. That's only if you see us in matching jackets with our names on them.
Oh, okay. Not matching shirts.
There you give me a warning.
Okay.
Jackets
right.
were out. One of us has to go.
All right, guys. Well, Coach Speak, we're going to hand it off to Bruce, who is out live and on location at Nottingham Field. Whole show 11 to 2 out there, and then Rocky Mountain kickoff at 2 o'clock, all live in Nottingham. Come by and say hello. We love you, Northern Colorado. We will talk to you on Monday.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.